Okay, folks, please have a seat. And welcome to our Friday, November 9th, 2018 Regional Water Quality Control Board meeting. It is 9 a.m. And John K. Wall, your chair, so thank you for joining us. So I will start with roll call.
Thank you, Chair Wolf. Good morning, everybody. I am John Robertson, Executive Officer, Central Coast Water Board. Welcome back to San Luis. To my right is our legal counsel, Stephanie Yu. To her right is our Assistant Executive Officer, Matthew Keeling. Clerk of the Board is to my far left, Tammy Olson. And the section managers are in the crowd, Harvey Packard, Thea Tryon, Angela Schroeder, and Chris Rose. And is our custom while we're in San Luis Obispo, we introduce new staff and recently promoted staff. We lead off with Sheila Soderberg, one of our seniors, is going to introduce the new staff.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I'd like to introduce Amber Sellinger. From University of California in Santa Barbara, and she comes to us with over 17 years of experience in the environmental consulting industry. Amber has a professional geologist license in California, is also a certified hydro geologist, and Amber will be working on the former Corridor Superfund site, as well as many other groundwater projects in Santa Barbara.
Next, I'll ask Arwin Wyatt Mayer to come up and introduce.
Good morning. I'm Arwin Wyatt Mayer, and I'd like to introduce Alyssa Gucci. She has joined us in the cannabis regulatory program, so she's helping us implement that program, including going out on site inspections. She's originally from Connecticut. She went to the University of Connecticut. She studied environmental science with natural resources. Concentration. She came to San Luis Obispo through the Watershed Steward Program. She worked with a senior local ICD She has worked on riparian restoration and bank stabilization and the restoration of the ocean lagoons. So please welcome Alyssa.
Program and Mountain Shore program is one of those programs, and I'd like to
drug requirement program on special projects. She is a professional engineer and has over 4 years of experience in consulting in New Zealand and in San Ramon, California. So that's just where New Zealand is. She has a bachelor's science and a master's of science in engineering from Stanford. And the cool thing about Kelsey is that she's triplet. And she was also a Division I softball player, so she's got a good arm. Last but not least, I'd like to introduce Alex Mohn. He's our new site cleanup program student. And he is a top five student pursuing his Bachelor of Science in Engineering. So then, I'd like to welcome all of them to the site cleanup program.
So next, Jennifer Apple.
Good morning. I'm Jennifer Epp, and I'm pleased to introduce two of our students. This is Billy Velasquez and Gabrielle Orman. They're both environmental engineering students at Cal Poly. Gabrielle is working on her master's degree, and her research focus is nutrient removal in membrane aerated bioreactors. So very relevant to what very relevant to what we do here. And Joey, in addition to full load at Cal Poly, as well as working here, is the lead of an engineering design competition team over at Cal Poly. And their project is freeze crystallization unit for separation of salts in hypersaline water. So also doing something very relevant to water and water quality. So both Joey and Gabrielle and the rest of our students are important part of the work we do here. They're a great help to staff, so I'm very happy to have them.
Next, I'll ask Elaine Saul to introduce someone.
Good morning. Elaine Saul with the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program. I'm here to introduce Sarah Bragg Flavin. She's joined us in the Irrigated Lands Program as a Water Resource Control Engineer. She started officially November 1st, so she's been with us for a little over a week now. Prior to joining the Water Board, she's worked with Padre Associates and Chevron. During her years with Chevron, she managed water quality sampling programs, remediation projects, and environmental permitting. In her spare time, she likes to work on her family's avocado farm. We're very pleased and happy to have her join the Irrigated Lands Regulatory Program. Welcome.
And lastly, I'll ask Angela to come up and reintroduce someone.
So I'm pleased, good morning, Angela Schroeder, section manager here. I'm pleased to introduce Julia Dyer. Many of you know Julia. She's been with us since 1999 and has nearly 20 years of experience at the regional board. She's recently promoted to senior environmental scientist specialist to backfill Karen Worster's position. So we're very pleased to have Julia. And it's also a great time where we're combining our Central Coast Annual Monitoring Program surface water with our groundwater assessment protection program, GAP. Julia has a Bachelor of Science degree in Forestry and Natural Resources from Cal Poly and has a broad range of experience here. So she's been with our, timber program, non-point source, ag, stormwater, and has also worked with the Morro Bay National Estuary Program. So she's the perfect person for this position as we combine our surface water and groundwater monitoring programs and improve those programs to inform our regulatory program. So congratulations, Julia. Thank you.
So a lot of new faces and experienced people in new positions, too. It's kind of fun to watch.
Well, you have assembled quite a team here.
Yeah, and we're stealing from all the good places.
Yeah, I refrain from commenting on the, a couple of other agencies that, you have moved people here, but it's for a good cause, I get
it. Right, building a winning team.
Yeah, of course.
I don't want to single out just one because I'm very proud to see people moving up the ranks. Mary, in particular, I'm so pleased to see the progress you've made with your career. But I am gonna do exactly what I said I wouldn't do. But I'm gonna mention Julia. Julia and I worked together at the National Estuary Program when in her early stages of building her career, and I couldn't have found her to be better at her young stage in her career, more professional, more dedicated, more passionate, and really eager to be contributing to important work that was going on while the National Estuary Program was in its infancy. And of course, Karen Luster, both of you reflect aspects of her groundbreaking work. And so I'm really proud to know both of you, and I'm so pleased for both of you. Congratulations, and congratulations to everyone who's joined the team and who is moving up the ladder.
All right, so thank you. And it's not too late to say welcome aboard, although, you know, you've been with us for some time already.